Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wa Nabi Malik al-Ash'ari radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at-tuhuru shatrul iman, rawahu Muslim. As Abu Malik al-Ash'ari radhiyallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that purification, taharat, purification is part of iman. So in this hadith, continuing from the chapter on wudu and the benefits of wudu, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi had previously mentioned the same hadith that purification is part of iman or half of iman, and he's repeated this hadith in this chapter again, highlighting the importance of us having to keep our bodies purified and clean all the time. So one is the purification of our limbs, and that is we become pure through making wudu and also ghusl when it is required. Ghusl becomes fard, then a person has to make ghusl. Remember, for salah to be accepted and to be correct, one has to be in the state of purification. So a person has to be purified before performing salat, and if a person does not make wudu and he performs his salah, the salah is not accepted, and salah is one of the main pillars of Islam. Therefore, at-tuhuru shatrul iman, purification is part of iman or half of iman. Then of course we have purification of the heart. That also Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi and many other ulama have explained. Just as it is necessary for a person to purify his external, it is important also that he purifies his internal, his heart. وعن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما منكم من أحد يتوضأ فيبلغ أو فيسبغ الوضوء ثم يقول أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله إلا فتحت له أبواب الجنة الثمانية يدخل من أيها شاء رواه مسلم وزاد الترمذي اللهم اجعلني من التوابين وجعلني من المتطهرين. حضرت عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever amongst you makes wudu, and he does a thorough wudu, and we explained the word isbagh the other day, where he performs wudu correctly, properly, washes each limb properly. He also takes into consideration not only the faraid of wudu, because without that wudu is not correct, but also the sunnat of wudu, the mustahabbat of wudu, the adab of etiquette of wudu. So he does his wudu thoroughly and performs it well. And after making wudu, he reads the following dua. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. That I bear witness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no deity worthy of worship besides Allah. Allah alone, and He has got no partners. وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله. I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His servant. So when he reads this dua, then the 8 doors of Jannah become open for him. The 8 doors of paradise will be open for him, and on the day of Qiyamah, he can enter from whichever of the 8 doors he wishes. Now what a great virtue this is. Jannah has 8 doors. And after performing wudu, you just read this dua. So you'll be able to enter from any of the 8 doors you wish. And Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayhi has also added that the following dua of the Rasulullah read, Allahumma ja'alni minat tawwabin. O Allah, make us from amongst those who repent a lot. Wa ja'alni minal mutatahirin. And make us from those who are purified. So these are important masnoon duas. Allah Ta'ala gave us tawfiq of making amal. The second kalima, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. And Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabin wa ja'alni min al-mutatahhirin. Allahumma, O Allah, ij'alni means make me. It's 2 words, min at-tawwabin, from those who make tawbah a lot, wa ja'alni min al-mutatahhirin, al-mutatahhirin, O Allah, make me from amongst those who purify themselves a lot. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal wa akhir da'wah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah, Allahumma, bihamdihi, wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.